10 minutes after 4 South African time. What a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning with our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Yes, it is the 3rd of Jumad al Ula, 1444, corresponding to the 28th of November, 2022. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Honorable Ustad on this early Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, today we commence a new chapter, a new surah, Surah An-Nur, chapter 24. It comprises 64 verses. This surah chapter is so important. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. Teach your females, your mothers, daughters, wives, sisters, this chapter, Surah An-Nur. There are so many family issues, social issues. And Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda wrote a letter to the people of Iraq, and lo and behold, he echoed the same sentiments of our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and said, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. Teach your female Surah An-Nur. What is the meaning of Nur? Radiance and effulgence. Imam Ghazali said, Rahimahullah, Nur means Az-Zahiru li-Nafsihi wal-Muzhir li-Ghayrihi. For us as South Africans, it's very easy to understand. When a person has load shedding, then you have one candle, and then you ignite the other candles. So remember that first you need that light, and then you can ignite others as well. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens, in the earth. Everything of Almighty Allah's creation reminds us of His majesty, sovereignty, grandeur and authority. Who is Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He, the master, peace be upon him, is Nur, radiance and effulgence. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The function of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is chapter 14 verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take the people out of the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Nur, radiance and effulgence of Islam, O Prophet of Islam, peace be upon you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is Quran Sharif, the noble Quran? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Every verse is nur, radiance and a sign of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who are you, O Muslim? Who are we, male, female, adult and children? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ بِرَبِّهِ. So whosoever Almighty Allah opens their hearts and bosom, so the nur, the radiance, enters the inner recesses of their heart. Hence we taking this nur and radiance of Islam, and because it is the best, we share it with the rest, and therefore we are prepared to say that in Islam only will you find your salvation. Any other faith ideology will be a recipe for disaster in this world and in the year after. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Thereafter, we will discuss one verse today, Suratun. Surah means a portion, a part. So, yea, in this text and context, we translate it a chapter. Anzalnaha, we have revealed it. Almighty Allah uses the terminology we to stamp his authority, his majesty, his sovereignty. And we know that Almighty Allah is one and alone. Arabic belongs to Semitic languages. So many a time for singular plural is used as a symbol of respect, the royal pronoun. Anzalnaha, we have revealed this chapter. Wafaradunaha, and we have made it compulsory. All these actions we are going to tell you, you must do this, you must do that, abstain from that, is compulsory and mandatory upon you, upon organizations and governments. Wa anzalna fiha. See the word anzalnaha, and now again anzalna. And we revealed it, the surah, the chapter, ayatim bayyinat, with clear verses. Every verse is a sign and symbol of Almighty Allah. Therefore, 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, in its pristine purity. The Jews, the Christians cannot produce one person today who has by heart the original Torah and the original Injil Gospel in the original language, because there is no copy where they can by heart it. They themselves brought about additions, omissions, interpolations, and we have millions of people, male, female, adult and children, and majority are non-Arab. So that is the mercy, the grace, benevolence of Almighty Allah. Hence people can try their level best to corrupt the text of the Quran, but always they will be humiliated and disgrace. How will you change what is within our hearts and in our bosoms? So why did Almighty Allah reveal these chapters and these verses? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you take this admonishment, you receive this advice and remove your jaundiced eye, then you will understand what the ultimate truth is and what is the real truth. Let us take you on a trip throughout the world and give you some important news. You know, China, there is a dictatorship there even today, but people are now protesting in various cities in China, and some of them are even shouting, Xi Jinping must resign. Now that can lead to terrible consequences in China, but people are fed up with the COVID restrictions. One city closed, 6 million can't move. Another city, 2 million can't move. So how long will they continue? Allah is showing them that we are in charge, we in control. It is our majesty, it is our decree and not your degrees. So that is what's happening in China. Then you see America has donated, as they love to call it, donation, $840 million aid to Jordan. Why? Because so Jordan must keep quiet. And because now there's a new government in Israel, a terrorist, right-wing, Nazi government. So if these people want to object, say, keep quiet. We gave you so much money and so much aid. So these are all the satellite regimes, puppet regimes, remember, to quell the rights of the Palestinians. So all these countries who have made so-called peace and normalized ties were with Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi terrorist regime, all of them are sellouts, Egypt, Jordan, and then you take Emirates, and you take Bahrain, Morocco, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, their ties are still under the table, but it's going on. It's an open secret, as you say. South Africa is going in reverse gear if you look at it. Again this week they're expecting huge strikes. Zimbabwe, our neighbor, is experiencing bumper crops, you know. So things seem a little bit positive on that side of the border. We hope and pray. You know, it was once a beautiful country, Rhodesia, and they had so many things. Then it became again one of the worst countries in the world. So we hope, inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala brings stability to that part of the world. Ghana is no more paying US dollars now. They're making deals with America and others in gold. So imagine, they're also progressing. The Israeli journalists are coming off the worst and the worst day in the World Cup in Qatar. When they speak to the Muslims, Arabs, they curse them and they tell them, we want Palestine, we don't want Jutlas, we don't want Zionists, we don't want you, you're not welcome here. So they're feeling so lonely and disgraced, but that is what Allah said. Wherever you go, you will be humiliated and disgraced, the Jutlas. And see, with the right-wing government, now they stole virtually the whole of Hebron. They stole our masjid also. Palestinians can't even go in the mosque there, in masjid where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried, where Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam are buried. So that is what they do. So now they want to target Masjidul Aqsa. So that will be they are falling time. Remember that the whole state of Israel, inshallah, will collapse. So now the power, the pressure will be on the Palestinians, because he's got the police under his control, the big terrorist Nazi, and that is Ben Gvir. So remember, the person who says you must kill and shoot the Palestinians, kick them out of Palestine, kick them out of Israel. These are the haramis. We need to name them. We need to shame them. He's a terrorist according to Israeli law. He's a racist according to Israeli law. But you know, it's a cursed nation and not a chosen nation. So we never ever say every Jew, but we definitely will say majority of them. Similarly with India, we never say every Hindu, but we will say definitely majority of them are guilty of terrorism, guilty of apartheid, guilty of double standards and hypocrisy. You just have to look at the politics playing out in both these countries. Shabab, remember Shabab in Somalia. So now when people hear the name Al-Qaeda, Shabab, they blame Islam and they will say Islamic terrorism. All this is the ploy of the West. Who financed them? Islamic State, ISIS, all financed by the West. Shabab, Webs, they are also financed by the West. Qaeda, you know Hillary Clinton said, who made and formed, remember, Al-Qaeda? She admitted and confessed to it. So we got nothing to do with Shabab. We got nothing to do with ISIS. We condemn them. We condemn Al-Qaeda. These are all useful agents for the Western propaganda to try and hijack Islam. But Allah has his own system. The more they try to demonize Muslims and Islam, the more and more people embrace Islam. Turkey is still attacking Syria. 5 Syrian soldiers were dispatched to hell. These are the Shias and so forth. So Turkey, you continue doing the good work. Iran, big problems. All these Shias and their supporters, we say Shias are not Muslim. We say Khomeini, whole lot are not Muslim. So we must be clear on this issue, yeah? So they are all in a dilemma. They don't know which way to turn. So if you want peace, stability in Iran, you'll have to get rid of this government. It was never an Islamic government. It's Thawra al-Iraniya, an Iranian revolution, not an Islamic revolution. So the best thing for Iran now will be to bring a secular government if they want peace and stability. Otherwise, they will be having problems, problems, problems. Hundreds of people have been shot, and according to me, it will be much more. Thousands are injured and in jail and so forth. And watch South Africa this week, Janus Walus will be walking free. and the SACP and ANC all blowing hot air. You wanted the constitution. You said it is the best constitution in the world. So now when the constitutional court passed the verdict against you, now you want to object and so forth. So I told you the best thing is pardon Jacob Zuma and let Walus walk free. So in that way you can have some peace and stability in South Africa. Otherwise what will happen is they all always will be racial tensions and conflict in this beloved country of ours. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid Khan and myself, the interview, we will discuss Zimbabwe, inshallah, Rhodesia, old Rhodesia. And inshallah, that between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir, and 2 to 2:30 will be the report back. Wonderful, wonderful trip we had yesterday with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab Hafidh Allah, our beloved teacher, to Marlborough. So that will be our report back. And then tonight, inshallah, live on Ansar Radio, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, live Q&A with Maulana Arafat Hatia, inshallah al-Aziz.
Ustaz, I've got brother Raymond. He says, morning to you, AK. Don't you think it's a shame for your sister about having that affair of that rugby player? It's gone so ugly. It's gone all over the world. Now ugly news and stories are coming out. Raymond, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I told you, my brother Raymond, 100 times, I am here to propagate Islam. I am here to defend Islam. I am not here to defend Muslims. Look at how crazy that story went. I read it myself in News 24. After all the evidence came out, remember, they say, she said, no, that rugby player didn't have affair with her, but with her twin sister or her somebody look alike. I mean, that's a comedy of errors. So, but you see, Chapter 22, verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah wants to humiliate and disgrace a person or people, then there's none to give them honor. Absolute shame, absolute disgrace. But how in Christianity, Judaism, everywhere, you will get different types of people. So you can't say that all the Muslims or Islam is bad because of few bad apples. Obviously, it's a disgrace. No person will say it's an honor. And we condemn it in the strongest terms, my brother, 100%. But what is the dietitian doing there? You must remember that she's busy, it looks like, according to the media, with some extramural activities. So remember that instead of giving them a vaccine, they're giving her a vaccine, it looks like. That's what it looks like to me.
Ustaz, Tulani says that you heard yesterday a group of armed men walked into the church around midday and demanded personal items from the congregants while pointing firearms at them, but no one was injured. I mean, this is God's house. Our people in South Africa are a disgrace. Tulani, Ustad.
Yes, Tulani, the incident took place on Friday, not on Sunday, but anyway, in South Africa, it can take place any day. And remember, they target the Muslims because they know Muslims are peaceful people, and we pray 5 times a day. So obviously, it must be condemned, whether it happens in a mosque, or a synagogue, or a church, or a temple. We must always stand up for the truth and for justice. So remember this, that people are on the other side, desperate now, because the government is stealing left, right and center. People can't find jobs, and there's so much unemployment, and you know crime is rife and rampant. So obviously no person in his right mind can condone it. It must be condemned in the strongest terms, but you have to look at things holistically. I'm asking you, Tulani, you're 20, 25 years old. An ordinary person, Indian, African, colored, who were the victims of apartheid, now almost 30 years we are under freedom democracy. I'm not speaking of the elite. People have written books on the ANC billionaires. If you want a copy, then you just Google it, ANC billionaires, and you will see it there. So I'm not speaking of the elite, the 5-10%. I'm speaking of 70-80%, the ordinary Joe carpenter, builder, plumber on the street. What did they benefit from this constitution? What did they benefit from this freedom? What did they benefit from this? Absolute zero. They are conditioned when worse in many instances. That's an indictment upon the government. So that is why people now have become so brazen, and the constitution will favor the crooks and criminals more than we, the innocent people. That is the your human rights, the unintended consequences. You need to understand things properly, Tulani. You're still a young man, and then you will understand many things in life.
Tulani says, Ustad, it was one of their churches yesterday that took place.
Ah, in your churches. Sorry about that. I thought you were speaking of. Now you see, I just told you. Whether it's a church, whether it's a synagogue, whether it's a temple, whether it's a mosque. Now imagine people just come and the pastor is delivering his sermon and the crooks come and they tell everybody, take your cell phone out, take your money out, give us your cards. So this is anarchy. South Africa is going towards anarchy when there is no law and order. Our minister of police can shout as much as he wants to, but your crime statistics are showing in the opposite direction. So therefore, you got a bloated government, incompetent ministers, some of them implicated in crime. So when they are going to go to prison, take Janus Valus out and put them into prison. That is what we say. Yeah.
I see there's a sister says, but Mufti Sab, can we ladies stand at the entrance of the Qabristan and send du'as to the deceased? We really miss our beloved marhum husband's Ustad.
So you must remember that you must pray from your house, my sister. And the best du'a you pray for your beloved husbands who passed away, your children, your parents, your siblings, two verses of the noble Quran, by heart it, my sister. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. For non-Muslims, we pray for them whilst they are alive. But once they die, as non-Muslims, then no Muslim is allowed to pray for them, whether at from the house or at the graveyard. All that totally haram, unlawful. Chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. And there's no such thing as memorial service in Islam. So to attend, this politician died and this one died, and now you get some Muslims, so-called Muslims, going to attend there and so forth. All that haram and not permissible in Islam. And you, my sister, you should be reading for your husband, your deceased husband, Surah chapter 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. For you to go inside the graveyard, not permissible. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Sunan Nasai, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ زَائِرَاتِ الْقُبُورِ لَأَنَ اللَّهُ زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ. Allah's curse is on the women who visit the graveyards. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha one day was going in the opposite direction. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming. Where are you going, my beloved Ladli, my beloved daughter? She said, I went to offer condolences. There somebody passed away. And you went to the graveyard, beloved daughter? La la la, no. The Master alayhi salam is Rahmatulil Alameen, the one and only, the mercy to the entire universe, telling his beloved daughter, Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisai Ahlil Jannah, who will be the leader of the women in Jannah and Paradise, authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. If you went to graveyard, then inside, then you should not go to Jannah. Allah forbid, we say. So remember to teach a lesson to humanity, to posterity, our mothers, sisters. So if you're going there and you're staying in your car and so forth, and then from outside you read, so that is permissible. But when your husband passed away, you got iddat of 130 days. You can't be going to graveyard and cemetery, all that. Absolutely haram and not permissible.
I've got a new listener. It says here that Jehovah's Witnesses, Sister Hilda Ustad. She says, if Jesus is not God, then why does it say, number one, John 5:20 say that Jesus is the true God? Sister Hilda Ustad.
My Sister Hilda, three reasons I give you. You say that Jesus is God. My Sister Hilda, you say December 25th, Jesus was born. So it means before 25th December, then who was running the world? There was no Jesus, there was no God. So who was running the world, my Sister Hilda? What you say? Number one. Number two, your parliament in Britain, you can check it up. Puritan Parliament of Britain, 1647, banned Christmas celebrations and said it is a pagan custom, got nothing to do with Christianity, and nowhere is it mentioned in the Bible that 25th December Jesus was born. So Jesus was born in the summer months, according to Quran Sharif and the Bible. But you are now being hijacked, remember, not by Christianity, by the Pauline theory. You must find a Jutla somewhere, a Jew. So there was Saul. Saul saw a dream and became Paul. So he came and he hijacked Christianity. You say Jesus is God. But how can God die? You say Jesus died on the cross and was crucified. So which kind of God is that, my Sister Hilda? He's born, he dies, and then he's buried in the tomb. You say it's the time that he's buried in the tomb. So you say your God, Jesus, that is what you said, so was born, then he died, then he's buried. So who's running the world then, my Sister Hilda? What you say? So you better come to know Jesus was, is a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah is one and alone. He has no sons, no daughters, no children, no siblings, no parents, no partners. Read chapter 112 of the Noble Quran, and then you will understand what is true monotheism. You go and challenge your Pope. We challenged him. There's no hope for the Pope. The answer came. We said that answer all these questions. You say Jesus is God, but he was born. You say Jesus is God, but he was crucified. You say Jesus is God, but he's buried in the tomb. And you say that Jesus is God, but your Christmas celebration is a pagan custom. Every Christian has to answer this. Sister Hilda, with due respect to you, they taking you for a big, big ride. You quoted the Bible. Which Bible you quoting? You got so many different versions of the Bible that the versions are also confused. You know what I'm talking about. The Catholics got their own. The Protestants got their own. The Lutherans and Anglicans. You see, if you go to your holiest place, the Holy Sepulchre, behind Masjid al-Aqsa, from 1187 Gregorian calendar, Saladin the Just liberated it, Salahuddin Ayyubi. Then you Christians gave the keys of the Holy Sepulchre to him. From 1187 till now, we open your church, we open your place of Christendom, holiest place of Christendom, among yourselves. Sister Hilda, I'm not sure whether you know Afrikaans. If they are to give it to the Christians, they should be Skopskit and Donner. Among yourselves, you should be fighting like cats and dogs. So therefore, you left it with the Muslims. So now you have to answer all this and go to your Pope, your priest and pastor and tell him, I asked this man a question. He finished me up and tangled me up. I don't know what to say. So now tomorrow, you give me some answers.
She says, I will be definitely posing this question to my friends. This is Hilda Ustad.
You better friends and your holy people. Sometimes holy people, they do funny things, you know. The monk and the nun, they do monkey business.
I've got Arthur. He says, AK, why did Bill Clinton disappear from public life, Ustad? Arthur.
Bill Clinton, remember I told you his story, Arthur, but that time you were not listening, maybe. 2000, I went to America twice. I went to United Nations. I went to White House, all. So that was before 9/11. Yeah. So you could go anywhere in America. It was very good and everything. So when we went there inside, they told us any questions. I was just going in front, but my wife pulled me back, you know. I wanted to ask that lady, she was the guide there. Hundreds of us were there. So where was Clinton busy with Monica Ayer in the White House, you see? So Clinton can't face the public. Remember that he's a bully. And he can't look after his rifle, that guy. And then and his wife, Hillary, she was so overconfident, she was sure she will become the first female president in the history of America, 2016. And Trump came, and he trumped her, checkmate. Now the Jutlas are so upset with Trump. Yesterday's Haaretz got there. Trump is definitely now anti-Semite. Mm. You see, when Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv, American embassy, to Jerusalem, Trump was the main guy. His name is also printed there and written there. But now he met Kanye West and he met this one. So now he's anti-Semite. So that is what happens, you must remember. All of them, bunch of clowns, and expediency is their religion. They got nothing to do with the Torah and so forth. BB and Zionist policy is stinking from Tel Aviv right up to White House. Do you know, Arthur, that when Trump was the president, Bibi Netanyahu, his wife, used to go, they used to take their dirty laundry with them and get it washed free of charge at the White House. That is your Bibi Jutla. So remember that, the Zionist terrorist war criminal.
I see Sister Abigail says that she heard your answer earlier on regarding Sister Hilda. So she wants to know, did Abraham marry his sister in the Bible? Abigail, Ustaz.
That's exactly what I'm telling you, my sister, that which Bible are you talking about? So you must remember, Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam, Abraham, his honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. Chapter 3, verse 67, I read for you, my sister Abigail, Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyahu wala Nasraniyah walakin kana Hanifan Muslimah wa ma kana minal Mushrikeen. He, Abraham, peace be upon him, was not a Jew. He was not a Christian. He was not an idol worshipper, not a polytheist. He was a Muslim. He turned away from all types of false ideologies. So remember, he had one wife, Sarah, and then his second wife, Hagar. From Hagar, both are wives. And Hagar gave birth to Ishmael. As you say, we say Ismail. You say Ishmael, no problem. He is the first son. He prayed, he cried, he petitioned Almighty Allah. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. O Allah, grant me pious progeny, pious offspring. So from Hagar, Ishmael, peace be upon him. And then from Sarah, then Ishaq, Isaac. So two sons from two different wives. There's nothing about sister. We are all, I call you Sister Abigail. I call you Sister Hilda. It means sister in humanity. It does not mean biological sister, my sister. So we need to look at text and context.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that this is Brother Zek. He says, AK, let's negotiate the outbuilding. There are no negotiations in Palestine. What is yours is ours, just like in an anti-nuptial contract, AK. You hear what I'm saying? Is this right, Ustad?
Obviously, it's wrong. Sir, these are the thugs. International law also tells you that Jerusalem must belong to all, to Christians, Jews, and Muslims. But the Jutlas want everything for themselves. They want to steal our Masjidul Aqsa, how they stole Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. And they want to steal the West Bank, which belongs to the Palestinians. They want to steal the whole of Palestine. They are squatters. They are invaders. They are terrorists. Remember that. The only way you will settle the Palestinian issue vis-a-vis Israel is one settler, one bullet, and that will settle the issue. And they know that. Therefore, you find in the Haaretz newspaper, the elite are already leaving Israel. It's time up, and bring the Ukrainian chapter inside. They were organizing, building another Israel in the heart of Europe, Ukraine. Therefore, they chose a joker, a communist, comedian Zelensky. Zelensky is a comedian, he's an idiot, but the Jutlas chose him. You become the president, and if trouble takes place here, then we will move to Ukraine. But Putin came and put them in the right direction, and now they're waiting for more missiles and another barrage to come, and now it's freezing. Every day it's getting colder and colder, and Putin, you carry on for the next 3-4 months with them. You must flatten Ukraine, flatten Europe, flatten America. We're standing with you, and we're making dua. You become Muslim, and you become the commander in chief of the Muslims. Last question.
I see Sister Renel says, but then where do the Russian soldiers shower, change, go to toilet, etc., as they wait to drive into Kiev? Who's that, Renel?
Renel, man, these people are not novices like our chaps here and all that. You look at our police, you look at our army. Maybe I can run faster than them. So remember that oversleeping, underworking. These people live in Siberia. They're minus 40, minus 50 degrees. They go through all this type of training, my sister. These are not amateurs. These are professionals. You must remember that. They know exactly what they are doing. It's not first time they're in a war. So remember, he knows exactly what he's doing. Obviously, he makes mistakes and he makes some blunders. But on the whole, these are seasoned soldiers and veterans in their field. And not like the Americans. Remember, Americans can never take on the Russians directly. They will use their spies, their allies, and so forth. So that is what you must understand, my sister Renel. Go read about Russia from Russia with love. Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.